It's the International Women in Film Podcast with your host, Michelle the Trainer. MTT is Michelle the Trainer.
Aloha and welcome to episode 13 of the International Women in Film Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle the Trainer. Today's very special guest star, calling all the way from the UK, is Carly Street, the producer and screenwriter. She joins us to talk about her films, Fragile Storm and The Intruder. The Intruder is Carly's latest short, which is currently looking for investment and is in the middle of a crowdfunding campaign. And right by now, today is June 1st, 2016, just because I don't know when you're going to be listening to this. The Intruder starts with a routine trip to the shop during a hellish nightmare for Joanna as she's forced to battle the demons occupying the darkest recesses of her mind. The Intruder is a visual tale depicting the harrowing effects of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Their goal is to shine a light on the serious issue that affects many people, and people go through it, and they're scared to talk about it. This is an issue present around us on a daily basis, living in the darkness. We believe that more awareness should be made around PTSD and help those afflicted to speak about their experiences. The film specifically explores the thought of being trapped inside your own mind and the consequences when that is a reality. PTSD sufferers in the media are generally depicted as male former servicemen. The reason for this is because finally a dialogue about PTSD affecting soldiers due to the horrors they are forced to endure as part of their service has been gaining voices. Whilst this is true, and while most people are rightly trying to bring awareness to, they wanted to shift the focus ever so slightly to highlight the effects of PTSD on the everyday men, women, and children who are also affected, as well as our servicemen and women. They could be doctors, soldiers, police officers, teachers, parents, everyday ordinary people doing everyday ordinary things. So the short will snapshot the ongoing cycle of PTSD for all those people, and the lead character is a woman. Carly's previous short was Fragile Storm, which has won a total of 10 awards during its festival run, including Best Script, starring Lance Hendrickson. She wrote the original script and co-wrote the final draft with Dawn Fields. I really had a good time doing this interview. We had a lot of technical problems in the beginning. I apologize, the beginning is a little bit cut off, and we kind of cut the recording short because we got cut off in the middle of the recording as well. So we did the best that we could to bring you the best content possible. We had a lot of fun putting it together. I even had to crawl under my desk to plug and unplug some stuff to make it all work. But hey, it happened. Enjoy the show, and thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye. International Women in Film Podcast. With our very special guest star, Carly Street, calling in from Manchester in the UK. Carly, welcome. Tell me how you got started. Tell me everything.
Thank you so much. I got started when I was about 12, writing some scripts that I kind of were rubbish and I put aside for a little while. And then I worked on as a script editor for a little while for a couple of indie features in England. And then I kind of got a little bit bored and went back to what I'd originally started writing. And just began the kind of journey of trying to rewrite and re-edit and salvage what I'd already written.
Have you used any of that content recently? Or
I did. Fragile Storm was something that I wrote quite a while ago.
Oh!
Sort of rejig, yeah.
Okay, so tell me all about Fragile Storm.
Okay, so Fragile Storm is the story of Norman. It's quite hard to explain without giving the plot away, but Norman is, he has a lady trapped with him that he keeps sort of trapped in his house and he, you know, he doesn't let out. And as the story unfolds, you begin to realise why he won't let her live her life and why he won't let her escape from where she is.
And Lance is your lead?
Yeah.
Lance Hendrickson, that was amazing. He's amazing. And you also had a great team. You want to name the team?
I do. I have to mention Dawn Fields because she was amazing. From literally, she had this from like the minute that I sent it to her till 4 years later. She took it from start to finish and she did such an incredible job. I can't even explain how amazing she was. We had Kelly Raymer, who was a fantastic producer, who got everything that we needed when we needed it, and James and Tina and everybody that was on that production literally was there for a purpose, and everybody played a part. And it just, you know, when things kind of just go to plan. It literally just everything fell into place as it needed to. It was just perfect. It really was.
How did you know Dawn?
I met her through Facebook about maybe cool. 5 or 6 years ago. Literally out of the blue, I can't even, we were talking about it when I went over there, and I can't even remember how I managed to be
friends. It's really nice because it's written by a woman, it's directed by a woman. It's just really nice. So how can we see Fragile Storm today?
Well, at the minute, it's just finishing up its festival run. The plan is to release it online, sort of like a worldwide online release. I think it's going to be the sort of between middle of July to sort of late July, but it's definitely coming online for everybody to see very, very soon.
It's a short, but how long is the short?
It was 15 minutes, but it's getting cut down a little bit, so it's going to be about 10.
And where did you film it?
It was filmed at the Silver Dream Factory in Los Angeles.
Wow.
It's very nice.
So you were out here?
Yeah, I got overpaid. It's quite funny, actually. I got overpaid by my employer at the job that I was at. They accidentally overpaid me.
Nice.
And the money that they overpaid me, I used to buy a ticket to go to the filming.
That's so, yeah, fabulous. How did that happen?
They didn't think so.
Did they know later?
They knew that I used the money for that. They weren't happy. I had to pay it back, but you know.
Well, whatever. It was all for the greater good, right?
That's it. They needed me there. I feel like they needed me there.
You're just writing, and now you're producing, right?
I am, yes.
Okay, so tell me about The Intruder.
Okay, so The Intruder is it's kind of the same sort of idea as a Fragile Storm, as in perception and not really knowing sort of what you see and, you know, what you hear and what's actually truth. But it's a lot more darker. It's a lot more braver than Fragile Storm was. It's tackling the subject of PTSD. And it's tackling basically what we want to do is we want to raise awareness for the fact that it's not just, you know, male servicemen that suffer from PTSD. Yes, they do suffer from it, but also there's doctors, there's policemen, there's everyday people that go through these extraordinary circumstances that have PTSD, that have to live with that.
Sure.
And the impact of that on a day-to-day basis and the impact of that on other people as well. It's like an endless cycle that doesn't get broken. So that's kind of what The Intruder is all about, is showing people the cycle and, you know, that we need to break it, we need to raise awareness, we need to help stop the cycle.
And that's a female lead.
It is.
That's unique to a PT. You're right, to a PTSD story. Generally, they are mostly men-centric stories. But it's true. Anybody who's witnessed anything traumatic can be a victim of PTSD.
Yeah, and that's what we really wanted to show, because there seems to be a lot of conversation at the moment, which is great, about PTSD, but it all seems to be geared towards sort of male servicemen. You know, it seems to be quite male orientated, and what we're trying to do is show, well, it is the males that have this problem, yes, but also, you know, there's women on the front line, there's women in traumatic circumstances, there's women that also have this issue.
And it's valid and important for everybody, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's definitely a topic of interest. So where will this film, and when will this film? Tell me the plan.
Well, the plan is... the plan is we're crowdfunding at the moment, so we've got a couple of private investors that are interested as well. So hopefully, if all goes to plan, we should be filming in August. Between August and October is our sort of filming range.
That's a 2016 audience, just in case.
Oh, yeah.
I never know when you're going to be listening to these.
And then once it's, obviously we've got the material and it's filmed, we will be taking it to every festival that we can across the UK. Internationally, if we can, that'd be brilliant. We have got a couple of named actresses that are interested in the role, so hopefully with that and with the funds, we can actually get forward and get moving and get it seen and get it out to a wider audience.
Well, we had a little intermission. Little international intermission there. But we are back. And the film we were talking about is The Intruder, and I'm going to give you guys all of the links, because Carly's crowdfund will probably be finished by the time this podcast releases. Carly, tell us about the team on the movie. Who's your director?
Okay, so I've got a director called Peter Kane, and he made a feature film called The Gamekeeper, which has done really, really well on the festivals. It's actually won Best Film at the Madhouse Film Festival. So I'm really, really excited to work with Peter. I met him through Fragile Storm. He's actually one of the producers of Fragile Storm.
Oh, that's
So
wonderful.
it's, yeah, he's based in Newcastle. So it's a really good opportunity for me and him to get a little bit of local interest and to kind of meet in the middle and get some local talent, you know, get a local buzz about a British film.
Yes. And so we can keep up with you from the website, from the Indiegogo, and from social media.
Yep.
You'll be available on the International Women in Film Facebook page. And I'll give all the links to contact you. We can look at your glorious IMDb. I have the link for Fragile Storm. I took a while to gather all of these links. You have a lot of really interesting content and people that you're working with.
I do like to meet new creatives. I like creative chaos, so I'm always ready to meet some
Yeah,
nice
and
people. I
I've
love chaos.
totally. I have good chaos people. I'm good with that. Everything
I
we
love that.
Yeah, we love chaos too. After you're done shooting, we should have you back on the show so we can hear all of the stories of what it was like to do a UK-based film in the UK. Where are you going to shoot? You can't tell me, huh? And you can't tell me the lead.
I
Ah,
can't, I can't, I
it's
can't tell
super
you. I'm
secret.
really sad. I know, I'm
Audience, she can tell us
telling
later on social media. She's just
everybody.
trying to slay me here early, but later we'll find out. It'll be the big surprise on social media. Be able to know. I really want to thank you for all your time. And again, I hope to have you back soon after you're done on your way to post-production so we can hear about that interim.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be wonderful.
Great. Thank you so much, Carly.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Find
Thank you.
us at internationalwomeninfilm.com. Find Michelle at Michelle Trainer on Twitter, MICHELE Trainer, or email IWIF@michellethetrainer.com. Find Michelle at michellethetrainer.com. That's MICHELE thetrainer.com. And visit Michelle's blog at engineeringwellness.com. Thank you all for listening.